שמיר שבסקין, חוסר, פרק י"ג, סעיף כפוף. השימוש בשעון שבת, בשבת וביום טוב. Using a time switch, and שבס and יום טוב. So, the first...
Adjusting it.
In other words, using it all together and adjusting, right? So first of all, he starts, what's the time switch? What's Shabbat, Shon Shabbat? What is it?
When did the sefer written?
It was written over a few, in other words, in the beginning it was in the 60s. And then there was a few more tzaot later on, and the latest one was before he passed away, not many years ago. Yeah, and he added addition, so he added more stuff, and that's why you will see.
So, Shon Shabbat, what's a Shon Shabbat?
This is the latest.
Now it's...
Yeah, right. But to be clear, so that anyone can call it in a different way. So, to be clear over here, right? Shon Shabbat, Klomar Shon. Yeah, that's right, a timer. Or a time switch. Yeah. A weekly timer, or a daily timer. Yeah. שעון שבת, כלומר, שעון המחובר לרשת החשמל והוא משמש להפסיק ולחבר את זרם החשמל בשעות מסוימות, מותר לכוונו בערב שבת או בערב יום טוב, כך שיפסיק את הזרם ושוב יחברנו בשעות הרצויות. First of all, he says, a time switch that cuts the power at certain times and reconnects it. At other times, you can set it before Shabbos and it goes on Shabbos. What's happening on Shabbos is not considered Yom Ma'ase because you are setting it before Shabbos. I think it's clear for everyone. He writes it down, explains what it is. Now he discusses it. Now, first of all, the first one he brings, I personally know stories about it. I've never seen it. The first type of time switch. Okay? Kafzain. Shaon me'orer mechani, sheyesh bo chelek ha-mistavev bizman tzitzul ha-shaon, ועל ידי חיבור בין חלק זה או בין מתג החשמל, יש בכוח החיבור לשנות בזמן הצלצול את פעולת החשמל. So the type of time switch is actually an alarm clock. You remember the old alarm clocks? Those big round ones which had that thing that was moving right and left. Some of them had the thing that was moving and rotating. Okay? And what could you do? You could take a switch, which has a nose sticking out, put the thread on it or... small wire or whatever it is, then bring it to that thing on the alarm clock that moves around, connect it to it, tie it to that, and then when the alarm, you set it for a time, when the alarm reaches, it starts moving around, then it moves.
So
the
one chance for it to go on, not more often than once.
Technically right, yeah. So it would switch on the light in the morning, switch off the light in the morning, whatever, we'll do an action, right?
What,
theoretically,
come on earlier or later, or to actually trigger?
No, to do
it,
the trigger on off. Okay, and that time by pulling that string, that's what it would do. If I say we don't have it today, but just it's here, so we'll discuss it for a minute. Now, אם התקינו חיבור זה בערב שבת כדי להפסיק את זרם החשמל בשבת, מוטל טלטלו לאחר הפסקת הזרם, ומוטל טלטלו אפילו לפני הפסקת הזרם כדי שלא יפסיק את הזרם, אולי זה, אולי מזה, או שלא לפתוח כל קשר. He says, this clock, basically, whenever he wants to move it away from where it is, he can move it away from where it is. As long as he doesn't have to untie anything. So, for example, if he doesn't want it to switch off, okay, for example... So let's say that it has a long length of string of 30 centimeters, okay? And when that string moves around, it actually pulls it and will put it off. But if you move that closer, for example, then it will just turn around on itself and won't put it off. So he's allowed to do that as long as he's not untying or untying on Shabbos.
He's preventing it from going
off. Exactly. He's preventing an action from happening, is not making it.
He's letting it stay as it is.
Exactly. He's only preventing. Why is it nafka minna to say you can prevent this from happening? Because now we're going to see the next one.
It's a melacha, you haven't created...
Why is it important to bring that one in here? That's what I'm saying. Yeah? So in other words, if...
Because you might say, this is okay, then I could also make it go off earlier.
Not because of that, because you're in an area. The idea is that because when you're making an action happen... It's something you're doing and you're causing. It's your cause, you causing it. But however, when you are preventing an action from happening, that's not, that there's nothing done over here. You did not do anything. And that's the principle why we'll be able to see what we can do next. Now, שינוי במצב בשעון שבת, כפחס, if you want to change with a time switch, יש לכוון ולסדר לפני שבת שעון לשבת לשעות הרצויות הפסקת זרם בחשמל או חיבור. First of all, before Shabbos, you switch it on, or you organize the time, you set the times you want for it to be on and off during Shabbos. Okay, that's what you should normally do. However, שעון שבת שהיה מכוון מבעוד יום, you set it already on Friday, והוא היה מכוון להפסיק את זרם החשמל בשעה מסוימת. מותר לעשות בשבת את הדרוש כדי שיפסיק בשעה מיוחרת יותר, אבל אסור להביא לכך שיפסיק את זרם החשמל בשעה מוקדמת יותר. So if it's set, let's say from Friday, on Friday, to go off at, in the summer, let's say at 10:30, okay, you reach close to 10, so you reach the 10, you reach 10 o'clock and you only having the did kiddush now, okay, you know by 10:30 you're not going to be finished, it's going to be much later, you want to prolong it till 12 o'clock, right? So what he says is that you can delay the stop, so you can set it, you can never set it stop, you should not set it stop earlier, but you can set it to stop later, not by turning the time switch. We'll see in a minute what type of clock. We'll see in a minute. Okay, this we'll see in a minute. You can set it to go off later, but not to go off earlier. What's the principle with it? You're preventing an action from happening. It will eventually happen because it will happen later, but you're delaying it. So you're not making something happen, you're actually preventing something from happening. The same as that thing that was spinning around. You prevented it from switching off by while it's spinning around. Over here as well, you can change it as well. We'll see in a minute on what type of clock. וכן אם היה השעון מכוון לחבר את זרם החשמל בשעה מסוימת, מותר לעשות כדי שיחבר אותו מאוחר יותר, לא כדי שיחבר מוקדם יותר. So people are sleeping, and it will go on the light in an hour, and you say, well, people will still be sleeping there, let's keep it off for longer, so it will go on later. Yeah, so now you're preventing it from going on. You're delaying it. Eventually you will, but you're delaying it from going on. המשכת מצב בשבת, okay? The principle...
That's as well, okay.
That's the idea, because you are delaying the state. You're not bringing the state forward, you're delaying the state. Shortly we'll see a case where you can also bring it forward. I'm not talking about Yom Tov, here I'm talking about Shabbos, okay? Yom Tov as well, you can do everything we said now, but on Yom Tov there will be another thing that we can do, we'll see later. Now... סוגים שונים של שעוני שבת. So different types of time switches. Okay, so the first one is like this. במה דברים אמורים בשעון שבת כזה, שבשעה שמשנים את זמן הכיבוי או הדלקה, אינו מבטל את פעולתו של השעון לכיבוי או הדלקה. The time switch you're allowed to do it with is a type of time switch that when you, at the time when you're making the change, to say, let's say that it will go off later or will start later, you're not disabling the whole timing action.
Action still happening.
It will still happen. You're not doing something in the middle that will prevent it completely from happening. How? We will see the example in a minute. כגון, בשעון הפועל על ידי זיזים המכוונים לכל חצי שעה או רבע שעה, בכל זיז יש אפשרות הדלקה וכיבוי. So, for example, you know those grizzling ones, I know, the time switches where you push for every half an hour, every 15 minutes, you push a pin or whatever that goes up and down, right? And it has another side, like a flag, that when it reaches that flag, it pushes it, right, to go off or on. Yeah, in or inside or outside. These you can do. Why? Because, you know, when you're changing the times for the off, at no point when you're doing that, so let's say it's now on and remain, there's a lot of them which are up, which means still on, and later the stomach will go off, you're moving a few of them, but by the time that you're moving it, nothing changes. It still continues working. And when it reaches the time, it will stop. So that's you.
You're talking about extending the time, rather extending than reducing the time.
Correct. Extending the time. Right?
Does it make a difference if it's lights or for cooking? Or does it make a difference if it's for lights or for cooking? It's a hot plate or if it's a light?
No difference. Now, וכן שעון אשר ניתן להזיז את לוחו. Okay, so if you can twist it around without stopping any action and in the right direction.
Okay, what?
Yeah, not in the opposite direction. But as long as it's exactly in the same direction of getting it closer, not the other way around.
So this you can also do.
You can do that as well. If you can turn it around to give more time, okay, like to bring the time backwards, yeah. if you could do it, in those small ones you cannot, but in the old ones it was those that you could turn both directions. So it was set on the time, but and it was connected to those small wheels and stuff. But you could have moved it. You could have moved it backwards.
So right? The problem is, if you move it backwards, so you delay the time. But what you're doing, so it stays on longer.
That's right. And it goes now it's 12 o'clock afternoon.
Off later as well.
Everything is later. Everything will happen later. Correct. Because yes. you telling that now it's not 12 o'clock. It's 10 o'clock. But they set to 2 for 2 o'clock. So now you added another 2 hours.
You didn't add 2 hours, you adjusted the 2 hours. You moved those 2 hours, but it's still going to be on for the same amount of time.
It will be on for another 2 hours. Because now it's 12 o'clock, it was meant to go off at 2 o'clock in 2 hours, but you now put it to 10, so that means there's 4 hours to go. Right. As long as your action doesn't switch anything off, yeah, doing any electronic action. אבל בשעון שבת המתוכנן בצורה כזאת שמעשי שינוי שעת הכיבוי הדלקה מביאים הפסקה זמנית של פעולת הכיבוי והדלקה של השעון כגון שצריך לפתוח בורג על מנת להזיז את המחוג ושוב להדקו מותר לשנות בו רק מקום צורך גדול. Okay, I remember this we had. Our first time switch I remember was a big metal box that inside a big time switch and a metal wheel. And on the metal wheel, this was like a sheet metal wheel, a metal sheet metal, and on it, it had like a clamp with a screw. And the screw was the time for the on and off, yeah, because this lever that would reach every time had two positions, and the screw had a low and high, and you could put it for on and for off, yeah, or some of them were the same screw, but this first action is on, next action is the same thing, and on, off, that's how you do it, yeah? So, and those, what's the problem? When you open the screw in order to... Let's leave for a minute, Makeba Patish, let's say something that's not clear, or you used to open it and close it, it's like Kosher Prakim, that's something that, let's say, will be allowed from that side on Shabbos. The problem is that when you open the screw and you release it, what happens? Now, technically, it will go on forever. It won't go off. By putting it back and locking it, now you're making it so to remove it, no problem, it can go forever, because that means you're stopping an action from happening. But to put it then back, now you're going to make it stop. And that's already, although you can say it was there before, you know, so I'm only putting it later in action. That's why he says you're allowed to do it only in a case of Tzorich Gadol. Okay? If you have really a great need and you need to do that, yeah, then you'll be able to do that. No, nowadays, different types of time switches. In our days, that's why you would install a mechanical time switch for your lights on Shabbos if you want to prolong. If you do it in a digital one, there's nothing you can do. Yeah.
I need to put it back, but yeah,
the
wheel with the pins.
Yeah, the wheel with the pins,
so
you can
use. Is it Ramosha who bought that?
Isn't it? Ramosha was something. Ramosha said you cannot use a time switch at all on Shabbos for lights and stuff because it's Ifshe Milfe.
Right.
And Poskim say that if Moshe would be there today, he wouldn't say that. Yeah? Because he...
I've seen how common it's used now.
What?
How everyone uses it so much.
Yeah, it's now a common thing. Practice. Everyone uses it, everyone knows. You walk in the street and you look into a house and suddenly you see the lights going on the Shabbos, you don't think they switched it on. You know, the time switch did it. It's Shabbos regular. You have it at home and everyone has it at home. So that's the tiny. Okay, so that's this type of however, you can do something else, he says. אמנם ודאי שאם ניתן לחבר תחילה בורג אחר שיאחר את הכיבוי, יאחר את ההדלקה, או להסיר את הבורג הראשון, רק אחרי זה אין לטלן בה. So with the old type, we had in our cupboard, they had the casino board inside, we had a few of those screws that were there on the bottom of it, and we would take... Put one on the later hour you want. First put that and then remove the first one. So he never left it without the going off. A simple trick. He says, gives you the way around it, how to do it with that one as well. Okay. Today we don't have those, but if you come to any situation and stuff, sometimes it's good to know the idea so you understand the principles, helps understand the principle better.
There's no problem with muksa and touching and...
So that's why I mentioned earlier that because it's something that you all the time move it, well, open it, close and stuff.
Designed to do that. Basically.
So it's designed to do that. It's like kosher parakim. It's like a cup that breaks and, you know, falls into a flat thing, and then you can open it on Shabbat, and you're not making it clean because it's something that's used like this. Now he mentions in Lamed a case where you can actually also set it backwards. Okay, where? מותר לכוון את השעון שבת שהוא מופעל מבעוד יום, בזמן שזרם החשמל מופסק, כך, גם כך שהזרם יופסק לאחר שיחובר מחדש, מוקדם מכפי שהיה מתחילה, וכן מותר לכוון את השעון בזמן שזרם החשמל מחובר, כך שהזרם שוב יתחבר לאחר שיופסק מוקדם מכפי שהיה תחילה. In other words, if we said, now it's on, and I want to make it go off, only prolong, only later. If now it's off, I want to make it go on, only later. So longer for off and later on, right? In other words, only prolong a state. However, if you have an action that's going to happen in an hour and another action that's going to happen in 3 hours, the second action you can bring forward, you can bring backwards.
Because it's not direct.
Because it's davar shelo ba la'olam.
Because right now it's...
Right now, that's not relevant. Because the next action, you're not changing.
It could be there'll be a power cut and nothing will happen, so...
Could be, yeah. Is not a case. Here, it definitely will be. This will cut it off, or this will cut it in an hour. And therefore, what has to happen 2 hours later, if you bring it forward, that's okay. Why? Because that one doesn't exist yet. The one, the action that exists now in potential is the next one. That's what's going to happen. The following one is already something, davar shelo ba la'olam, and you can bring it backwards. So if you know already, in Friday night, you invited more guests, and you need something else for Shabbos afternoon, and you will have the action tonight first, that will go off. Yeah, so tomorrow morning, you can even make it start tomorrow morning earlier, so you can prepare for all the guests, and you have the light in the kitchen for longer.
I should change my time switch on my hot plate then. From one with pins, that if I need to...
I do that, especially. Make sure to keep it on.
Yeah, okay, when you do it, it's mechanical.
It's never happened to me that I needed to do it, but sometimes you think, maybe I said to
you. You put it off earlier, and you've got S, you want to stay on a bit later, so you just push it a little two more in.
Yeah.
And stay on a bit later.
Now, changes in the time switch...
I always set it
still. ...on Yom Tov. We're going to do two more, and then it's going to be some other subject on the matter, so...
My question is, if something... Mm-hmm. Regarding Hilchos Shabbos, for example, yeah?
Something what?
Regarding cooking.
Yeah.
Let's say you have something on the hot plate. Let's say a chulen, for example, yeah? A chulen, the longer it's on, the better it gets. I mean, up to a limit.
Are we dealing with the timing now or something else?
It's basically, no. It's the timing, but it's the bishul element. So if it's, let's say, designed to go off in an hour...
Right.
So in an hour's time, it's definitely cooked and it's definitely you can definitely eat it.
Yeah.
But if it stays on the hot plate for another 2-3 hours, it'll probably taste a bit better. Are you allowed to extend it so that it stays on another 2 hours, it kind of cooks that much better?
As long as now it's working, you can extend it for as much as you want for whatever reason you want.
Even if you want that.
Even are you actually going to get a better bishul from it?
Exactly.
Right?
That's what I'm saying. Is it not a problem of bishul that you're cooking now because you're extending it?
According to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, as you prolong in a state, you are not doing anything, you're preventing. Prevention is allowed. Although the result of my prevention is it's going to cook, it's the same as the result of my prevention is going to keep lighting. If you ask on it, though, there are opinions, there is an opinion, it's not a very wide opinion, but there is an opinion that you cannot prolong anything on Shabbos because they look at it as Mosif Shemen Laner. Like you're adding oil to a candle, or to, which you're not allowed to. However, although they say that they don't agree with it, it's because it's, you're not dealing with the energy here. You're not adding any energy.
You're not allowing it to cut off.
Exactly. You're taking a prevention and you're not adding anything. The energy is the endless energy over there connected on a cable.
There's
a source of energy. So you're not adding energy.
It's the same as putting water around the fire. You're preventing the fire going here. Same idea, no?
Oh, it's a bit different. That's a grommet. That's something else. But you're actually extinguishing it later, yeah? That's a grommet.
You're not extinguishing, you're putting the water here. The fire is going to extinguish itself.
It's a grommet. Right? Yeah, you're right. So that's a grommet for it to extinguish itself. If you would extinguish it yourself, then it's a ma'aseh b'yadayim. It's not a grommet. Here it's a grommet. When it comes to this, that those who say that it's Mosif Shemen Laner, that's what they say. And the others argue it's not Mosif Shemen Laner because the energy right now is the same, remains the same. I didn't add any energy now. It just, it will prolong it, that later it will continue pulling the energy. Yeah, but there's endless energy over there which I didn't put there. The generators are working and working and working, and the energy for the generator is there. The oil is there for the generator. Okay, so now. Making a change on Yom Tov. Kishem shemutar leshalot pulot shon Shabbat kanal b'seif kafchet kach mutar lasot b'Yom Tov. We allowed everything we said. We allowed in Yom Tov the same. However, there's an addition. U'b'Yom Tov af mutar lasot k'day sheyichaber ha'shon k'day sheyashon yichaber et ha'zerem mukdam yoter. Aval lo k'day sheyafsik yoter mukdam yoter. We allowed on Yom Tov to light something. Esh me'esh. Yeah, we take from an existing energy, from existing fire. But we allowed to make something go on. And therefore, on the times which is well, you can make it go on earlier. But we're not allowed to be mechabe. Mechabe, we don't do. Kibui, we don't do on Yom Tov, unless we said, if it's according to some opinions, if it's kibui for the food. So you have only one, let's say you had a pot that has a fire under it, and you cannot take the food out. You don't have what to take the food out of the pot for, and you cannot move the pot. The pot is part of it, yeah. And if you don't extinguish the fire, then it's going to burn your food. So that's also for the food, and then you'll be allowed to put it off. But Moshe says that if you have two, we said if you have you have one flame on, and you're cooking the food, you wanted high flame, and now you need a low flame. Rav Moshe said you don't need to ignite, like others say. Rav Zalman said you should ignite another flame. Rav Moshe says you don't need to ignite another flame. Lower it, because you're lowering it for Ochel Nefesh, for the cooking itself, and therefore the Mali Avara Mali Kibui. You can do either one, that's what Rav Moshe says.
So barbecue is no problem to turn it down because it's going to be burned food.
If you need it high and then you need it down, according to Rav Moshe, you can turn it down when you need to turn it down for the food itself, because now you need it to continue a low fire. You start with a high fire and you need to continue a low fire. Okay? And therefore,
even if that turning down is just to keep the food warm, is okay, or only is it to continue to cook?
Even
the barbecue, you just want to leave the food inside the barbecue to keep it warm, so you don't want it.
That's fine.
It's not cooking.
It's the same thing. Right? It's the same thing. You're cooking it.
You're just keeping it warm.
That's right. You want warm food. It's the same if you would take the food which is already cooked, put it in it because you want to warm it up again. You don't have to eat cold food. That's Ochel Nefesh. You're allowed to eat it. And if you need to eat it with a small fire, now you have a big fire, or you finished your barbecue, let's say, with a big fire, right? And you put in all the food off, and now you want to put inside marshmallow, whatever you want to put inside. You need a smaller fire for it. You have one barbecue, you can move it lower. Okay, so digital clock, just love it based to finish, digital clock, Shon Shabbat Digitali, Likibuya Khashmal Vadlakato, which we have in air conditioners and others. Ali Aseba Kol Pula Bishabbat or Bahag, if Nisha Kol Shinuibo, Mohek, Otioto is praying because tell me Kumam Acherim. Okay, so a digital one, not to use the digital one because every time he makes a change, it writes letters and erases letters on that clock. So we reached Lamed Gimel. Lamed Gimel next, what is that? On Wednesday. We discussed Bezat Hashem, we'll start with Lamed Gimel. And this is if you want to pull a plug, when are you allowed to pull a plug on Shabbos in or out? And can you take out the light bulb and things like this, okay? Moving a clock, if the clock was set, everything was set, but you forgot to move that small button that moves it from weekday mode to Shabbos mode. You know? The weekday Shabbos button.
I had that on circles, it didn't happen.
Right? So we will see all that in Bezat Hashem on Wednesday.
So what about...